Welcome back, my friends. You are listening to Frankly Speaking Radio. I am your host, Frank Whalen. Very excited to have you with us here tonight, as always. Friday, May 4th, 2007, 2 a.m. here in the Central Time Zone. Welcome to all of you listening on shortwave at frequency 3.215. Welcome to all of you listening online at republicbroadcasting.org. Be aware, my friends, that we're doing this show here tonight, open line, because we want to interact with you guys. And obviously, we all have information to share. We all have insight to speak. We all have things to absorb and to talk about. It's called the truth. At some point, we've all woken up to a little bit of this, or to all of this, or, you know, we're all works in progress, certainly. But, you know, realizing this stuff is important. Having a forum to share it with others and to know that you're not alone is invaluable. And that's what we've covered a lot here tonight. And I bring this up because Republic Broadcasting Network needs your help. So you can support the network, the show, and everything that we do here, and allow us to stay on the air. Because, as I said, this information is not necessarily the most palatable thing to the giant corporations that have all the money. You know, Halliburton not sponsoring the show. Halliburton not sponsoring the network, okay? Things like that. And even if they tried to, I seriously doubt that John Stadtmiller, the founder, the owner of Republic Broadcasting Network, would accept their money. He's a man with integrity. And we got to support each other. We got to support what is being done here. So let's support RBN. You can, of course, send mail to Republic Broadcasting Network, 1015 South Mays Street, Suite 100, Round Rock, Texas, 78664. The main office number, toll-free, 800-724-2719. And the website, as I mentioned, republicbroadcasting.org. Lots of ways you can support the network, folks, and everything we try to do. There's an online store there that has movies, books, radios, all sorts of different products. And you've heard all of our sponsors and advertisers on this show and on the network as well. You can support us that way by keeping them happy. You can also, of course, talk to Robbie Noel at Republic Trading Group about gold, silver, and all sorts of different ways to protect yourself. So, again, many, many, many ways you can help. We ask that you do that so that way we can all have this time together every night. Well, not every night, because I plan on taking weekends off, but, you know, for the most part. Our phone number tonight, as always, 800-313-9443. We're talking about what woke you up and why the truth is important to you. Carol in Pennsylvania just giving us some great ideas about gardening and pollination. Fantastic stuff.
Yeah, corn. You put a bag over the corn, and when it comes into, I don't know if it's when it comes into tassel, and you can take that bag and shake it a little, close it up and shake it and put it on, go from stalk to stalk. And anybody that's growing corn this year, save the, what do you call that, hairy stuff.
Uh-huh.
Save that. Or tea, dry it.
Really?
Because it make a tea out of it, and it clears up UTIs. And I don't know if you know what that is.
No.
Well, the women do. Urinary tract infection.
Oh, yeah, okay. Okay.
Tea, husk, or what do you, I just call it hair. I can't remember the name. But that will cure up a UTI.
I did not know that.
Well, I didn't either, but I learned that. And there's just so many things out there, like eggplant. I can't stand it. But take your eggplant and mash it up, and you can put that on. It'll kill skin cancers, melanomas, in about a week, and you'll never get them back.
That's amazing.
There's so many things out there that we have and we don't know, but little by little, I guess you learn.
Yes, amen. Well, this is how we learn it, though, you know, is being able to connect like this. I appreciate all your insight. I think it's invaluable.
Okay, and one thing about Lee Kroc's machine, it cleared up a few cysts I had.
Oh, hold on a second here, if you don't mind. We'll be right back, and then I want to hear more about this. And folks, taking your calls, 800-313-9443. Stay with us. We're back in 3 minutes.
Catholic priest calls on Catholics and Christians to resist an unjust attack against Iran. Father John Martinez, a Catholic priest, speaks out to declare the Catholic Church's true teaching, that it would be a mortal sin for Catholic soldiers to attack Iran. In a one-hour lecture, Father John Martinez warns about the Zionist plot to rule the world and to use the United States to ignite the flames of World War III by its satanic plan to unjustly attack Iran. He exposes that George Bush is a Zionist and how Congress is controlled by the Zionists. Father John Martinez gravely warns of nuclear weapons being used by the United States and the threat of the possible end of the world. For additional information on how you can help stop World War III, order Father John Martinez's CD entitled An Unjust Attack on Iran, available for $10 by Father John Martinez. Just go to www.republicbroadcasting.org and click on our web banner for the address.
Since 1988, Herbal Healer Academy has been the global supplier of the finest natural medicines. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECX, colloidal silver, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for chemtrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. Why wait any longer? Go ahead and do it today. Sign up on the web and receive our new 120-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com and check out the online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education. That's herbalhealer.com.
In the United States, it is now estimated that over 90% of family income is now being used to pay back consumer debt. Because of financial problems, mostly from credit card debt, approximately one in four families struggle to pay bills on even basic necessities such as mortgage, food, and utilities. And with millions of people desperately searching for a fresh start, North American Educational Services is here to help you regain your financial independence. We are very proud that the Debt Relief Educational Services Program has helped over 8,100 families nationwide since 1998, eliminating over $215 million of credit card debt, and still counting, and enabled clients to stop monthly payments immediately. The NAES program is unique, designed to help you, the consumer, not your creditors. To take back your financial freedom, call 1-888-245-7097. That's 1-888-245-7097. Or visit www.integritydebtoptions.com.
Glad you're here. The fastest 4 hours in talk radio continues with your calls. 800-313-9443. Back to Carol in Pennsylvania. Go ahead, Carol.
Yeah, I have about four cysts, and it got rid of two of them so far.
Wonderful.
I'm working on them.
Hey, that's great.
I have one thing about one of John's sponsors, too, and I can't remember the name of the stuff. It's for the plants.
Okay.
Okay, last year when I put my tomato plants out, I think in the nation we had the last frost of the season.
Mm-hmm.
And four of my plants turned black. On one of them there was a green spot not quite as big as a dime. And spraying that on there, those plants come back to life.
That's amazing. You don't know what it is, though.
No, I can't remember, but it's on the website.
Okay, wonderful. Well, that's great news.
Yeah, you missed them, and they come back.
Hmm.
Oh, but anyway, fantastic. That's corn silk, I remembered.
Oh, wonderful, wonderful. Okay.
Corn silk, off the corn. Okay, I better go and let somebody else have the phone, but thank you very much.
Oh, Carol, thank you so much. You have no idea how much you guys mean to me, and I appreciate all the insight. I learn a lot from you guys, and, you know, it's a great blessing to me to be able to talk to you.
You know, if people get into a real bind, I'm from the old school, and there's so many things I could teach people how to survive mm-hmm. with the old ways, because that's how I was taught. you know, and I wrote them down in the book so I didn't forget, you know, and it's just, I like to share them. I share them with some of the younger people, and, mm-hmm. you know, and it's just like, if you don't have pectin to make jelly, crab apples, you know, that'll make your jelly. There's, you know, there's so many things.
Well, Carol, I hope that you'll call back and we can do that. Maybe we'll just talk for an extended period of time about all these little tips, because I think that would be invaluable to people. I really
do.
Yeah,
I have a ton of them, but the things that can help people survive if we can't get, you know. Okay, thank you so much, and I love you.
Thank you. Oh, I love you, too. Thanks so much for the call. Boy, I tell you what, that's what it's about, folks, is self-empowerment, is learning things and implementing them in your own lives. And it changes everything. It takes away the fear that's out there that's so pervasive in our society and in our media and all the things we're supposed to be afraid of. Okay, it's to take away our power and our ability to influence our own lives. And I'm not saying you can fix everything, because I'm a person of faith myself, so I think ultimately it has to be in God's hands. But gosh, you know, there's so many different things that we can live with and learn how to deal with that there's really no reason to be afraid, you know? Anyway, Immaterial, let's talk to you guys. 800-313-9443. Steven, Texas, welcome to the show.
Frank, how you doing this evening?
Doing well, sir. How are you?
I'm doing good. It's good to speak to you again.
Yeah.
You know, I am a living testament of just how much abuse the human body can take and still come back from it.
How's that?
Well, just the lifestyle that I used to live, and one of your earlier callers has said, you know, he talked about, I believe it was Davis, mm-hmm. and he talked about, if you looked up heathen or infidel, that was him. Well, I would certainly fall into that range myself. In fact, it was Davis that prompted me to call here this evening. You know, he the good word that he had to say about you, you know, he needs to direct some of those of himself.
Amen. Amen.
You know,
to that.
He unintentionally, you know, chastised me last night when I called and spoke with him, and you know, he just pointed out to me my own selfishness. You know, when I was talking with you last night. Yeah, you know, I talk about, you know, pray for me. And, you know, that is just the height of my selfishness. And
I don't think so.
Well, yeah.
Everybody wants prayer, especially, and here's the thing, you understand and appreciate the value of prayer. So, of course, there's nothing wrong with that at all. Gosh, we all need prayer, without a doubt. And hopefully, when you're praying for, you know, other people, too. So, and I'm sure you are. So there's nothing selfish about that at all.
Well, I am, but, you know, it just strikes me that, you know, that would be instead of offering you some blessings here, I'm going to ask for something for myself. And, you know, that's just the nature of who I am, I guess. But I'm working to improve that.
Wonderful.
You know, this show of yours, it's just absolutely fantastic. I love listening to you. You know, your callers and your guests bring up just so many wonderful topics and things that really make you think, you know. And like you were saying, you know, what is the most important thing?
Mm-hmm.
You know, well, that's just so hard to say, because once you start getting into it, you know, one thing leads to this, and, you need to get rid of this politician. But the only way to do that is to vote him out, but we can't trust voting them.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's just absolutely insane. Yeah, I have said for years that, you know, the only way we are ever going to hope to have any kind of improvement in the system is, you know, to institute term limits at all levels of public office, period, you know, from the dog catcher on up. You know, these fellows, they get in there and it becomes a career for them. I mean, I lived in South Carolina for most of my life.
Mm-hmm.
And you had a character from there that just died a few years back, Strom Thurmond. Yeah, he was in the Senate for, you know, 60 years, 50, 60 years. You know, he was 20 years old when he first went in there, and about 100 years old, I think, when he died. You know, sure, he did a lot of service for the country, you know, if that's what you want to call it. But, you know, and don't get me wrong, I appreciate my elders and you know, love what they have to teach me. But at a certain point in time, you know, I'm 42 years old.
Mm-hmm.
And to think that I could really connect with a 20-year-old, it's just absolutely insane. You know, we're from two entirely different worlds.
Yeah.
You know, so for somebody to stay in that office for that long,
yeah.
You know, it's, we don't need that. Yeah, you know, they get in there, it's a power trip, and can this system be saved?
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. is it worth saving at this point in time? I mean, this country definitely is the ideal that it was founded on.
Yes.
I certainly believe in that.
I do too.
Yeah. You know, again, like Davis, you know, my heroes weren't quite the same ones as him, but I think they were along the same line. You know, I grew up watching, John Wayne, reading books about Sam Houston. I remember being in grade school, you know, like second, third grade. There was a book in our library about Sam Houston. I must have checked that book out 20 times one year. And I just loved it.
Mm-hmm.
But, yeah, even though the difference in us, there's so many similarities. And that's mm-hmm. one of the great realizations I had a few years back. Even when I was out there doing the craziness that I was into for so long, you know, it doesn't matter who you are, where you are, what part of the world you're in, you know, and again, this is just my opinion,
mm-hmm.
but, you know, I think, you know, basically we people, you know, all want the same. You know, you want your family, you know, a good job, be able to provide for yourself and your family, mm-hmm. have a comfortable life.
Yeah.
You know, it's only when governments get involved that there's a problem. You know, I had the opportunity to spend a little bit of time over in India.
Mm-hmm.
I just got back a little over a year ago,
mm-hmm.
and the people are just absolutely wonderful. As long as you're dealing with the people.
Yes.
But, you know, the company that I was working with while I was over there, and yeah, the management of the company, I mean, again, it's once you get into executive end of it, mm-hmm. they just seem to have an absolute disconnect.
Yes, that's, boy, I tell you what, that's so true, and I've seen that myself. You know, being on Republic is a such a difference from being in corporate radio, and obviously I'm broadcasting from a studio in Arkansas, and this studio is owned by a guy. You know, it's a family operation. I mean, it's not a giant corporation. There's a huge difference between corporate America and the mom and pop businesses, and you're right, it is a disconnect, and it is certainly a less personal experience and far less rewarding as well.
I agree, yeah.
Yeah.
I've always worked for a pretty small company.
Mm-hmm.
The one that I was working with when I went to India is the largest company that I ever worked for, and I have no desire to go back into that.
Yeah.
I really don't. I can say, you know, for the most part, the people over there really treated me absolutely wonderful.
Mm-hmm.
But like, you know, most Americans don't really understand what the rest of the world's about. You know, they didn't really understand what most Americans are about.
That's,
I mean,
true.
You know, they looked at me and, you know, they thought I was just absolutely rich. In comparison to them, what I was being paid, I can see how they see that. But, you know, they don't have the understanding of, you know,
let me ask you. Yeah. Let me ask you to hang on. I'm sorry.
Sure.
We have a quick commercial break. I think Steve's right on point here, you know, and that's the thing, is when you're talking to people, you know, no matter where you come from or how you lived or what the age difference is, there are different ways to connect and understand that there is something inside of us that unifies us, and it transcends all these perceived boundaries. Stay with us.
Summer is once again just around the corner, and as usual, so are higher gas prices. This year, stop taking it on the chin and start fighting back. Ethos FR, a product tested and found worthy by NBC and Fox News, can save you up to 19% on fuel and reduce emissions by up to 30%. Unlike other products and gadgets you've seen advertised, Ethos FR attacks the source of the problem, unburned fuel. You see, exhaust is essentially unburned fuel that's expelled from your tailpipe. That equates to toxins being released into the environment and dollars being released from your wallet. But with Ethos FR, fuel burns more completely, helping your engine to deliver better mileage and helping you to save money. And it's so easy to use. Simply pour a couple of ounces into your tank at every fill-up, and you're on your way to saving money and the environment. So, do yourself and the environment a favor and visit ctsavegas.com to get your bottle today. That's ctsavegas.com.
Have you heard of a privacy crisis? Odds are you're already immersed in one. The U.S. government is now legally tapping phones, monitoring emails, tracking purchases, and seizing property in record numbers. Banks are demanding invasive personal information for even the smallest transaction. Unfortunately, stalkers looking to harm you or your financial situation are using the same methods. So how can you protect yourself, your loved ones, and all that you own? Well, the first step is to purchase the most important how-to book you'll ever read. It's called Privacy Crisis by author Grant Hall. In minutes, you'll know the methods he himself has used and advised others about in order to bank anonymously, open a safety deposit box without a social security number. With Privacy Crisis, you'll discover how to avoid judgments, seal your credit files airtight, drop off the radar, and virtually disappear from those looking to cause you injury. The ebook and hardcover versions are available at www.privacycrisis.com. Grant Hall's Privacy Crisis contains information and legal methods the powers that be don't want you to know. Travel, bank, work, and live anonymously. Live free. You can also order Privacy Crisis by telephone. Call 702-433-6222.
In Matthew 24, the disciples asked Jesus, "What shall be the signs of thy coming and the end of the world?" Jesus answered them, "You shall hear of wars and rumors of wars. For nation shall rise against nation, and kingdom against kingdom, and there shall be famines, diseases, earthquakes in many places. Fellow Americans, we are living in this time of Earth's history. People everywhere are trying to understand these climatic world events in light of human wisdom, but without the wisdom of God, this is impossible. Our ministry would like to offer information on the Mark of the Beast and the Unholy Alliance. It includes four books and several DVDs for your information. It discusses America in prophecy, the Antichrist, tyrants and wars, secret societies, the New World Order, and much more. So to be prepared for what is coming on the world as an overwhelming surprise, call for your free materials, Packet F. 888-211-1715. Again, 888-211-1715.
Welcome back, folks. Glad you're here. You are listening to Frankly Speaking Radio. I am your host, Frank Whelan. Welcome back. Phone number, of course, 800-313-9443. Steve in Texas, please continue, my friend.
I think that's really about all I've got. I mean, you know, like I say, you know, this your show, I just really enjoy your show. And, you know,
Thank you.
Just so personable with your callers and you know, allow them to, you know, get their views out, and you know, you're just a very friendly person, I guess.
Wow. Yeah.
That's the impression that I get hearing you speak, and I think the rest of your listeners would agree.
Well, you're very kind, and I appreciate it so much. You know, it's people like yourself, though. You know, that call in with great insights and great information, and it means a lot to me. And certainly, I like, you know, having the longest show on the network. As far as I know, it's the longest one, because we do have time to do this. We have time to chat and to really get to know each other and figure out what's going on. And you know, eventually, you know, people are used to hearing me, and they start hearing people call in on a regular basis, and they start hearing them as well. And eventually we all, you know, feel like a family. And that's what it's all about, man. It's we have mutual goals in mind, and we'd like to see things change, and we'd like to see things get better. And we're all going to be a part of that process. So it's good to have this time, and I appreciate your call tonight.
Well, thank you again, Frank, for listening to me, and I'll do a little better this time. You know, God bless you and what you're doing, and keep up the good work.
Thank you, sir. Vice versa, and very much appreciate it. God bless you.
Thank you, sir.
Thanks. I just don't take compliments well. Jay in Michigan, welcome to the show.
Hey, Frank, how you doing?
Doing well, man. How are you?
Good, good. We know you love the truth, and that's all I'm going to give you for compliments there. We know. That's all that really matters.
Thank you.
But your topic was about people waking up and stuff.
Yes.
And I'm a pretty new Christian, only like 14 months, and I called you about a couple months back. I became a Christian through 9/11 because it woke me up to, you know, everything, mm-hmm. the big scale.
Yeah.
But throughout this last year, I've more so recently, I've been noticing people are seem to be more open about things. And I have one friend in particular who last year at this time called himself an atheist, who now calls himself a Christian.
Yeah.
Which is cool. You know, it's very exciting. He's kind of built around a comfortable religion. He's got a ways to go, but nonetheless, it's happening. I don't think we're going to be able to fix everything, but we're to fight.
Yes.
We're to stand ground. That's right. Occupy,
mm-hmm.
and we're to overcome.
Amen.
You know, we have to.
Mm-hmm.
It's more about this, all these secular things. And politics, to me, is nothing but people who won't watch soap operas. This is the other offering, so to speak. You know, it's just ridiculous.
Mm-hmm.
If voting was real, they'd probably make it illegal.
Yeah, that's a good point.
It's out of control.
It is.
It is, and we do. We have to fight it no matter what. Mm-hmm. You know.
Yeah, I agree.
But, the whole waking up to 9/11 was just an absolute earth-shattering event for me. It was like a death in the family,
mm-hmm.
To the point where literally my wife has taken me for a drive because I'm a mess.
Mm-hmm.
And we end up down at the bay, you know, and it started to hit me. You know, I just cried and cried and cried, and I knew what was going on.
Yeah.
I knew it was happening, and I was saying goodbye to my old life and accepting responsibility, and the Holy Spirit, there were no words exchanged, but, I knew I had to tell people.
Mm-hmm.
I knew.
Was that kind of what woke you up, September 11th?
Yeah, it was. I was minding my own business online on a forum that's related to the business I'm in, and there was a link that said, hey, watch this video, it'll blow your mind. So I clicked on it, and I began to watch this film, and I knew that it was real. You know, something stirred in me that I knew that what I was seeing was, it was hidden.
Mm-hmm.
And I want to get a message out mm-hmm. to people out there that maybe aren't real religious, but know the truth, and they wrestle with the fact that they come across people that don't know the truth.
Mm-hmm.
I want them to consider why they know the truth on maybe a grander scale. Because
I think that's a very important point, too. Because, you know, again, I think you can pursue the truth, and you can pursue faith, and you can pursue religion, but odds are you're going to be put down a heck of a lot of wrong turns and dead-end roads before you find the right one. And inevitably, when you do find the right one, it's because you've been led there. And then when you look back in your life, you find out, gosh, I've been led in so many different directions for so many different reasons, but it's all taken me to this point. And there is a correlation there. Hang on a second, Jay. Folks, a quick break. Back in three with more Frankly Speaking Radio.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
We've all considered solar power at one time or another, and self-sufficiency will be your key to a better future. Ken Solar can help you get off the grid and become self-sufficient with solar power, and for a lot less than you would think. One of Ken's most popular items right now is the new solar power generator, for a lot less than you'd expect. This portable system can chop off nearly a third of your electric bill, a good start for any families out there wanting to get solar power for your home. Visit Ken's website at kensolar.com for free downloads, free videos, and how-tos, and of course, the new solar power generator. Use the coupon code RBN with your purchase and save an additional 10% off your order. Get a solar power generator now from kensolar.com at 239-677-3073. Again, that's 239-677-3073 or on the web at kensolar.com. Ken Solar, the home of all your solar needs.
The Idaho Observer is one of the last independent American presses and isn't afraid to print the truth. The Idaho Observer is a monthly 24-page hard copy newspaper in its fifth year of addressing important issues affecting all freedom-loving Americans. If you are concerned about the burgeoning national debt and the Orwellian police state growing up around you, then subscribe to the Idaho Observer. Only $25 for 12 monthly issues. Idaho Observer readers receive vital insight into events as they unfold. Our articles editorially emphasize activism and serve as a networking tool for like-minded individuals determined to make a difference. The Idaho Observer, printing what you need to be fully informed on issues that matter to real Americans. Go to idaho-observer.com or call 208-255-2307. That's 208-255-2307.
With recent international flight from the dollar, it's confusing. How to protect your wealth against this invisible loss of purchasing power? Let the Republic Trading Group help you see through the fog and deception of the fiat money masters. The fact is, gold is and always has been the only insurance against the erosion of your wealth. So put the power of gold to work for you and rest assured your purchasing power is secure. Buy your gold from the most dependable and reputable dealer, Republic Trading Group. Call today 1-800-691-7898 and let Robbie Noel or Jeff Bennett help you see through the fog. When you support the Republic Trading Group, you're also supporting Republic Broadcasting Network. So visit our new and improved website today, republictradinggroup.net, for daily news and information from around the world. Don't be confused. Call Republic Trading Group today, 1-800-691-7898, and lock in the power of gold.
Welcome back, folks. Glad you're here. The fastest 4 hours in talk radio continues. And again, be aware of our phone number, 800-313-9443. Jay in Michigan is with us. Jay, welcome back. Great stuff, man. Go ahead.
Yeah, thanks, Frank. I kind of agree with you on 9/11. It's really not the most important thing. It was a very significant statement. It was very visual, all that. It was horrible, it was horrible. But, there's been quite a few deaths going on lately. We're talking, sometimes you hear in the, several hundred thousand people, or maybe it's only tens of thousands, It's hard to really know what the accurate numbers are, but, that's a lot of people. That's a lot of killing.
Yeah.
It just goes on.
I'm with you. September 11th, I was doing mornings, and that happened, and it was, I always had the news on, periodically, and then this particular morning, I had the Weather Channel on, because we would do the weather on the local broadcasts and stuff, and, one of my buddies called me up, he's on the radio also, and he said, hey, man, Something just happened. You know, said a building, a plane just flew into a building in New York City. So I flipped over to the news and I mentioned on the air. I said, okay, we got this going on because, you know, it's a topical show, you know, current events. And then, of course, that was, gosh, what, like 8 o'clock, I guess, in the central time zone. So that happened. And anyway, stayed on top of it. Well, once we kind of got an idea what was going on, I mean, things just got a madhouse at our local station. People were running around. We had people calling in, newscasters and whatnot from our local TV stations and reporters from the local papers, because we were the only one in the city who was still doing a local show. Everybody else had flipped over to national, you know, feeds and things like that, which is fine. But again, you know, it has relevance on a local level too. Yes, we're not in New York City. We're in Northwest Arkansas. But guess what? Gas stations were jacking their prices up. People were getting in fights. Various businesses were closing down. People were calling in with these kind of reports, and some, you know, we had to be there to do that. So, you know, when it kind of, the time came for my show to end at 10 a.m., the gal who was on after me, she said, I can't go on the air today. And I said, well, I'll just stay on then. So I've been doing it, you know, I kind of know where things are at. So I ended up doing 8 straight hours, just in this stuff as it was going on. And I'll tell you what, I remember going home that day after my 8 hours on the air, and I was just kind of sat on the couch, just dumbfounded. You know, I had the TV on, and man, I did the same thing. I just, I broke down, you know, I just cried like a little baby, because I had to.
Yeah, but this was, you know, 4 years later when I finally figured it out.
Yeah, it takes time. I mean, but this was, you know, I'd you know, looked into some things and suspected some things, but the September 11th really was the big wake up call for me. It was such a mind blowing experience to see things confirmed. I mean, looking back through history, that's fine, and paying attention to the signs and the importance of it all is very, very necessary to understand how important things are in current events. But again, to see it happening, to feel it, to you know people, and obviously, you know, I have people I can call and talk to, and I know people all over the country from all the places I've lived. And I called my buddy there in New York City, and I said, "You all right?" And he said, "Yeah, but it's bad." I mean, he said, "Just hear the things they're not talking about." And then I realized that there were so many things that weren't being discussed, and I started delving into that and looking deeper and deeper and deeper and coming across these things. It is amazing, and it's a big thing once your eyes are opened, and people make the choice to keep their eyes open or to shut them and to try to go back to sleep. They never can, not completely. There's, you know, they may be slumbering, but it's a light slumber and it's filled with bad dreams. I just prefer to look it in the face and not be afraid. And you're doing that too, man. And you found, you know, the unshakable foundation to stand on, and it is faith. I really,
it is faith.
It's all we've got.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. I lost a friend over this, you know, by witnessing and talking about all the controversial things. And, just like you said, I know that these thoughts are on his mind. You know, I just know they are. He's slumbering, and, he's making a bad choice, you know.
Yeah.
Because the choice is bigger than he realizes.
Oh, sure. Sure.
You know.
Yeah, that's the beauty of it, and I've taken this to heart. I know, and it sounds awful to say. It really does, but I'll say this, and I do mean it when I explain it. It'll make sense, I think. The truth is not for everyone, because it has to be something that you accept. It has to be something that you're willing to pursue, because it must be a... The truth must be understood on an individual basis. It must be understood as it is relevant to you. For me to just go out there and tell people this is how it is, it's not going to resonate with them. I'll give you a perfect example. When I need to buy toilet paper, I go to the grocery store. The grocery store doesn't call me and say, hey, you know, it's been a while since you bought some toilet paper. Don't you need some? No. Same thing with a door-to-door salesman. When somebody knocks on my door and offers me something, I'm like, hey, if I need something, I go find it. Don't bring it to me. Get the hell out of here. Same thing with the telemarketers when they call. Same thing with people who go door to door preaching, you know, about their various doctrinal belief structures. I just don't welcome them. I mean, I always have fun, and I mock them, you know, basically in a good way. I tell them the truth about their little cults that they live in. And then needless to say, they don't come back, which is fine with me. But the point is that if I'm looking for something, I have to look for it. Don't try to deliver it to me, because it's not going to be real. It's not going to be legitimate. It's not going to be the truth. And that's how we have to pursue that walk. So, You know, as far as that stuff goes, I have a lot of friends who are completely clueless about different things going on, and they know to ask me because they know about it. But I don't talk to it. I don't offer it to them. It's kind of like advice. I have opinions on everything, but if somebody asks me my opinion, I'll share it. But rarely do I offer it. I mean, I do on the show in some context, but that's a different thing altogether. But yeah, you do lose people along the way. Paths diverge. People go down different pathways and have a different thing. But you know, I think of it as a big wheel. And we're all on different spokes. You know, you and I might be on, you know, paths that intersect at various points, but inevitably, you know, we go our own direction. But the point is that when we're all seeking it honestly, looking for the truth, looking for true faith and understanding, we all end up at the same place. We all end up right there in the middle, even if we get there at different roads. And there's nothing wrong with that. So what I've done is just tried to make myself available to people, you know, friends and family and things like that. And they know that if there's something that they want to know more about, they can ask. And if I don't know, odds are I know where to look, which, you know, so I'm like a library of weird stuff for people. And for family, you know, I've got family members who are sick and people who have all kinds of issues, cancer and different things like that. And you know, I've talked to them about stuff and they don't accept it and I don't force it on them. I just say, you know what, when you're ready to try something new, you know who to call. And I think that's what we can do is just make ourselves available. But these are things they have to understand on their own. But the people that maybe have walked away from you and walked away from what you've said to them, they can't ever unhear or unknow what you've said. Because at some point later in their lives, they're going to hear something, they're going to see something, they're going to experience something that's going to trigger that memory, and they're going to say, bam. It's just going to pop in their head, and they're going to say, I need to find Jay. Because he has some answers for me. You got to wait till they're ready, man. But you're doing it right. And don't lose heart on this because we have to be led in this direction. Like you said, you know, God will, you know, people say, I found Jesus. You didn't find Jesus because Jesus was never lost. Maybe Jesus.
No, I wasn't looking for him.
Well, that's what I'm saying. You know, you don't find him. He finds you. So, you know, it's arrogance to think that we're practicing self-salvation here, that we're out there saving ourselves and that he didn't take care of it all completely all by himself. So,
no, you know, for about a year though, it was about a year. I would get a little upset if, you know, I would tell somebody what's going on and they didn't react. You know, it was kind of hard, but as of the last few weeks, I've come to realize that it's okay if I don't convince them. I just have, you know, to tell them.
That's right.
But, you know,
I'm the same way.
I'm not real pushy. You know,
yeah.
I try to bring it up. We're applicable, but, you know, it's all good.
See, that's the main thing, though, and I think you're doing it right, man. I really do. Not that it means anything. Who am I? But the point is that I go on the air with these things, and you know, whatever it may be, if I'm doing a news segment or something like that, talking to a guest, since people will, you know, inevitably there are always going to be people who think they can do the show better or whatever. They don't like certain subject matter or certain callers. I've actually had people, why do you let this person on the air? Well, why not? Who are you? You know, but the point is that I do it even if there's nobody listening. I would still do the show. I would still get on this microphone. I would still broadcast at this time, and I would still talk about the things I talk about. It's not my job to do this whole thing. You know, I think somebody told me once, you know, God makes us fishers of men. He doesn't expect us to clean them. So, you know, I think that's a good word of advice. It's not our job to solve the problems of the world. It's not our job to say, hey, this is the solution, and if it's my way or the highway, get on board with me or don't get on board at all. Who are we to determine and play the same role as our politicians and our religious leaders who would seek to have us follow in their footsteps? Who's out there encouraging us to follow in our own? And nobody, and this is why we have to do that. I think that's really the right thing. And that's just my take on it. I mean, who am I? Like I said, I am extraordinarily unqualified to advise people on anything at any time. I don't know anything. I haven't done anything. I'm just a guy. And there's nothing special about talk show hosts. We just happen to have a microphone in front of us. There's no difference whatsoever between anybody else. And a lot of people like Rush Limbaugh and all the others out there, they would like to put themselves on a pedestal, and they love it when people fall down and worship at that pedestal. And all I'm saying is that everybody has the capacity for the truth, and everybody has the capacity to find these things out for themselves. They just have to be willing to look, stop being led, and start leading.
Or be pushed.
Or be pushed. Amen.
You know, yeah. Yeah, you know, the truth, it probably isn't for everybody, and it doesn't really matter, you know, when, because, you know, what's time? Anyway, time's a man thing that we have to use to describe things, and, you know, we just, you know, hope that'll happen to people we love, and, you know, it's really something.
It is. It is. Well, I think you're in a good place, my friend. I appreciate
Thanks,
you sharing your story with us tonight.
You're welcome.
God bless. Amazing stuff. Let's go to Bart in Missouri. Bart, welcome to the show.
Hiya.
How are you?
I'm doing swell.
Wonderful.
Well, you know, I didn't call you to give you pats on the back or accolades, but to all the people who have called before me, they have been the stars of this broadcast.
Amen. Amen to that.
But I wanted to just talk a little bit about a while ago, you said, by the people, for the people. Where does that come from? Constitution?
I believe so. Maybe it's the Declaration of Independence. I believe it's the Constitution, though.
What if you change the first word by to, like, pay them off? Pay the people off. For the children.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's great.
Well, we've certainly fallen away from it. And again, I think the biggest problem is that, you know, we do have a lot of distractions in this time. We do have a myriad of opportunities available to us. I mean, take a look at, you know, even mundane things like the telephone. What is the telephone these days? It's nothing to people because it's almost not necessary. You need a phone line so you can have your computer. But as far as the telephone goes, you can call anywhere on the planet. As long as they have a phone on the other end, that's an amazing thing.
Is amazing as well, Frank. I'm talking to the whole world through you and your broadcast, and I thank you so very much.
Oh, thank you for being a part of it. But that's really the whole thing. We have the World Wide Web. We have the world at our fingertips via telephone. We have cable television that you know has, I don't know, however many hundreds and hundreds of channels are available. There is an infinite temptation to do nothing with your time. There's an infinite temptation to just sit down, and we are kept perpetually busy by all these distractions. We're also kept busy by the kind of lives we lead. You know, here in America, as everyone knows, it's a lot about work, work, work. Very few days off, and always just sort of working and slaving. I have seen over time, as I've known people and I've developed friendships with people who are older than I am, I've watched a lot of people, when they get to retirement age, they just die.
Yeah.
And,
well,
and you think about that. I mean, how amazing is that? Because they've worked for something their whole life, and then they don't know what to do with themselves.
Not me, Jack.
Yeah?
I get to listen to you at night and appreciate it and love it.
Well, I appreciate you being a part of the show, as always.
Okay, because you complained about people who just call up and say, well, tell them I'm listening. No.
Yeah.
I want to talk to the whole world.
See, I think that's great, man. I think it's great that you know things and that you're willing to share things. Because, well, seriously, there are brilliant, brilliant people out there. And I love it when they call because they say, I've never called any of these shows before, but I had to call in tonight and I had to tell you this. And obviously, it's something that's been building for a while. They need some encouragement. And hell, I know what it's like. There are a lot of times that I would listen to talk shows. I'd never want to call him because I'm like, this guy's a real jerk, or he's just gonna, you know, I'm not qualified to speak about these things.
Not you, sir.
Well, no, because I'm in this selfishly to learn, and I know that every single person out there has a capacity.
Yeah, you just keep sucking this information out of your guests to
that's,
call you up.
Yeah, that's right, man. I'm sucking
I'll
information out
you.
Of you. But it's true.
Go.
Hey, thank you very much.
Thank you.
I appreciate it, Bart, so much. Thank you. That's what it's all about, okay? I'm never willing to just stop and say I've got it all figured out. I think everything is possible, okay? I'm skeptical about things to an extent. I'm not so skeptical that I say, impossible, and then just, you know, move on. I'm not the guy who sits there with his arms crossed, shaking his head, no. I'm the guy shrugging his shoulders going, yeah, it's possible. Skepticism is a healthy thing. Skepticism is a good place to catch your breath, reexamine the path you're looking to pursue, and then continue the journey to discovering if something is real or if something is not. Skepticism is not a place to simply set up your camp and just sit there and exist, perpetually denying everything. There are professional skeptic groups out there. You could tell them, hey, sky's blue. No, it's not. It just looks blue. Okay, don't believe anything. I don't choose to be to approach the truth from that negative point of view. I know this. Let's just look at the list here. Tonight we've had calls from Georgia, Florida, North Carolina, Texas, Mississippi, Canada, Pennsylvania, Missouri, Michigan, all over the place. And that's just what we've been able to fit in. Some people dropped off, some people came back, and so on and so forth. What I'm getting at here, without this forum, I would not have the capacity in 4 hours to travel to all those places and have these conversations. This is what I get out of it. And what you get out of it, I hope, is something similar. Being able to interact with people of different ages, different backgrounds, different circumstances, different experiences that have made them who they are, different motivations, different things that drive people. What is it about people? They've woken up from something. They've woken up from the lie. They see things with their eyes, and they share it with their voices. We perceive it with our minds, our spirits, and it's an important, important point. Because, well, you know what it does, folks? It takes you out of the isolation that we can put ourselves in. As I said, the temptation exists to not even do anything, to just simply watch the world but not be a part of it. But now we know that we're not alone through conversations like this.
Catholic priest calls for Christians to resist unjust war. It is an established historical fact that the Vatican has publicly stated that the Iraqi war is an unjust war. However, it miserably failed to tell its Catholic soldiers that it is a mortal sin to attack Iraq. The Protestant ministers in unison should take the logical step of telling their soldiers that it is a serious offense against God to participate in this unjust war. However, if enough Protestant ministers do not take this logical step, then the lay Catholics and Protestants have a serious obligation to demand of their clergy to take this logical step publicly. Personally, I am doing all that I can to stop the continuation of the murder, carnage, and suffering that is being committed against the innocent people of Iraq in this terrible, unjust war. For additional facts regarding this grave matter, order the lecture by Father John Martinez entitled WW3 Can Still Be Prevented. Just go to www.republicbroadcasting.org and click on our web banner for more information and ordering.
Eating a well-balanced diet filled with whole foods is sometimes hard to achieve, so supplementation can be beneficial. But WholeFoodToday.com believes that if you want to supplement, you should be doing so with products made from complex and natural whole foods, which the body can recognize and utilize as food, rather than with synthetic formulas of isolated vitamins made in chemical factories. Whole Food Today is dedicated to bringing you the finest health products at an incredible value. Nutrient formulas for men and women, super green food formulas made from over 30 vegetables, legumes, sprouts, immunity health formulas, coconut oil, krill oil, and many other products made 100% naturally. Visit us today at www.wholefoodtoday.com or call 1-800-989-9840. That's www.wholefoodtoday.com or call 1-800-989-9840. Whole Food Today offers free shipping to all orders anywhere in the continental U.S. Whole Food Today, empowering people to attain and maintain extraordinary health.
Since 1988, Herbal Healer Academy has been the global supplier of the finest natural medicines. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECX, colloidal silver, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for chemtrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. Why wait any longer? Go ahead and do it today. Sign up on the web and receive our new 120-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com and check out the online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education. That's herbalhealer.com.
Well, Welcome back, my friends. You are listening to the conclusion here, the fastest 4 hours in talk radio, and I concur with Bart wholeheartedly that you all tonight have been the stars of the program. You've been the content. You've been the value in it. You've been the insight. You've been the heart, soul of this program, and you always are. I want you to know that. I get a lot out of this. I really do, and I enjoy it. I enjoy the interaction. I enjoy the guests. I enjoy the callers. I enjoy the information. I enjoy being able to have this time every day with you guys, and I hope you do too. So what can you do to ensure that this continues? You can do a lot. You just be a part of the show, not just this show, the network. You know, let John Stadtmiller know that you enjoy what he has compiled here with Republic Broadcasting Network, with the opportunity that he's given us and the opportunity that we all have and appreciate and enjoy. And I've always said on this show that I don't screen the callers. We like to get a name and a location, but it's not like we're tracking you to find out who you are and where you are. Because the information is for everybody if they choose it. One of the things I've talked about before, a perfect example, you know, a soldier who gets who joins the military for a variety of different reasons, who knows, just wants to do something, do his part. Well, he goes, and then maybe there's a new administration, maybe there's a war he doesn't believe in, but he goes because it's his job. He goes there, he doesn't want to be a part of it. Maybe it's Iraq. He doesn't want to shoot Iraqis. He doesn't agree with the concept. But he steps off that plane and he gets dinged in the head with a bullet. Guess what? He's willing to start shooting people. He's willing to start shooting back. The show is monitored by the powers that be. I know that they do that. And I welcome them. I welcome them to this show because it's the truth. And it's their truth as much as it is ours. When we talk about stories, we don't pull from secret sources. We don't do anything. I just read them, tell you where I found them, and I give you my insight, my opinion. And that's it. It's only my opinion. I'm not advising you, telling you to do anything. And for people out there who are members of that group who do the monitoring, guess what? You're monitoring it for somebody else. You know, it's not like the president is listening or anything like that. Be nice. Not so I can say, hey, the president listens to this. I don't care about that. It doesn't matter to me. He's a human being. We're all human beings. And we all have to be we have to be right with God. We have to have a firm foundation to stand on. And I hope that they get truth out of this, too, because everybody suffers from disease. And that's why we do the health shows. And everybody's curious about different things. And that's why we do the various content. You know, and it's different every day. And I like that, too. But I want to keep doing it. And I know that John is trying to get all the bills paid off and all that. And you can help, too. You can send mail to Republic Broadcasting Network, 1015 South Mays Street, Suite 100, Round Rock, Texas, 78664. Now, the office number is 800-724-2719. That information is all posted on republicbroadcasting.org, the only officially sanctioned website of the network. And there are a lot of things you can do to help. You can order products from the store. There's books like Colonel Joe's book, Cure for Cancer, right there in that book. You can contact Republic Trading Group. Robbie Noel will be happy to help you out and advise you on various things. But again, folks, we are all in this walk together, and we're walking different paths, but the destination is the same, and the objective is the same. The goal that drives us is the same. It's the truth. In every possible conceivable way, it's the truth, because the truth It is freeing. It is empowering. It is it's the greatest feeling in the world. And the highest level of the truth, I think, is faith. Having faith. Now, you may not believe like I believe. That's okay. Whatever it is, wherever you're being led, you know, it's God. God is working on you and through you, and there's nothing wrong with that. I'm not here to tell you how you should be or how you shouldn't be. Just be who you must be. Be who you are led to be. And have confidence in God, because that's the one thing that has never let any of us down. So when, you know, things seem dark and dreary and the odds are stacked against you, know that just like you, we all feel that way sometimes. We all feel like we're alone, but we're not alone. We have each other. And ultimately, we're not alone, because no matter what our circumstances or situation, we have God with us. So, folks, have yourselves a spectacular day, and we'll see you tomorrow night, 20 hours, for more Frankly Speaking Radio.
A message for